You were working now 48 hours, and who of you, can you raise hands, who of you didn't sleep at all?
It smells like a sweaty gym where people have had a bit too much of the popular German drink Club Mate. I'm in the middle of a 48-hour hackathon in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, where computer programmers, software developers, and graphic designers from Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and even Ukraine have come together to collaborate on software projects.
Okay, who slept only 1 hour? Oh, look at this guy.
They're here to exchange ideas, create new apps, and then pitch them to investors such as Microsoft. Some here already created an app for self-optimized shopping, while others came up with a robot that can pet your dog. Startup events like this take place almost every 2 weeks in Estonia, and every self-respecting IT nerd that wants to be part of the Estonian IT scene knows this is the place to be. This is where the magic happens.
It's like a really good way of finding people who might like the same idea with you and start to do something. If they believe in you and they believe in your idea, you will find somebody who will want to finance it as well.
That's 32-year-old Ulena Vilomets. She's the owner of the startup Like a Local, a travel app which offers its users insider tips from locals. Right now, it's only available in Europe, but soon the app will offer travel tips from locals all over the world. And guess where Vilomets came up with the idea for the successful app? That's right, at a hackathon 3 years ago.
Our background is in publishing paper travel guides. And we published these paper travel guides in five countries before we started building the site. And we didn't really have any experience in the technology world or in the IT business. So the first thing was actually to go to a startup contest.
And it worked out. Last year, Vilomets' app won a prize for the best mobile app in Estonia. Vilomets isn't the only Estonian startup success story. Did you know, for example, Skype is from Estonia as well? And so is TransferWise, a platform that enables cheap peer-to-peer money exchange to foreign countries. With so many startup success stories from such a small country, more and more young creatives are flocking to the tiny nation on the Baltic Sea to try their luck on the Estonian IT market. And there's people who support these newbies, like 26-year-old Eric Anderson.
We put the teams through a variety of different workshops, bring in mentors, bring in investors. We actually invest initially 30,000 euros into each company.
Originally from California, home of the infamous Silicon Valley, Anderson moved to London to launch his own startup and now lives in Estonia, where he helps young newcomers do just that. Together with his team, the Wise Guys, Anderson organizes pitching platforms and workshops for the new kids on the block. By now, he's helped more than 50 startups to pitch their ideas to investors successfully, and he encourages more young startups to come to Estonia.
I'd say it's the perfect place to go to get ready. I would say it's the perfect place to go to prove what you have. If you don't know someone, somebody knows someone, and that person can introduce you to anyone. And that's the really cool thing about this place.
Anderson says Estonia offers just the right mix of the intimacy of a country that's as small as Switzerland, where everyone knows each other, and the opportunities and energy of a thriving, inspiring IT hub. And that's probably why so many young people are coming to Estonia to be part of the startup scene and even hail it as the new Silicon Valley.
It's really growing fast, and more investors are trying to come over here. Right now, if you Google Estonia startup, you see like all these articles, is it the next Silicon Valley? Is it the business heaven?
Estonia's startup scene is even being discussed on social media, where the hashtag Estonian Mafia is being used to underline the opportunities and possibilities the Estonian startup market is offering, such as free Wi-Fi hotspots all over the country, which make it possible to log on to the internet anywhere in Estonia, whether you're at the beach or in the woods. And you don't even have to necessarily be in Estonia to build your startup there. The digital infrastructure makes it possible to do everything online, from applying for an e-residency, which is basically an electronic ID for your IT startup, to getting your tax return. That's also what fascinated Ingmar Aya, who's 35. He launched his own startup in Estonia 7 months ago.
In Estonia, you can start up your company basically with couple of mouse clicks. So it takes one day to have a company, to have a bank account, and basically that's it. You can start.
But despite the good conditions Estonia is offering its IT-savvy population, Vilomets, the Like a Local app founder, says Estonia still can't really be considered a second Silicon Valley.
I don't think Estonia is like Silicon Valley. It's something on its own. But what's different here is that Estonian and European investors in general are very conservative. in their decision and in how they analyze things. And in that sense, it's not as fast developing and crazy as Silicon Valley is. So we are still like the old world and we do things in a slow way.
Marlon Dumas from Tartu University agrees. He's been researching the Estonian startup scene for years and says Estonia is not as big or as important as Silicon Valley in the U.S., but Tallinn can at least be considered the Eastern European capital for startups.
I guess that Estonia will probably be at the moment considered to be among the top five startup places in Europe by many rankings.
According to Dumas, Estonia is a great stepping stone for startups because it's so easy to network there. It might not be the new Silicon Valley of Europe, but it's an Eastern European door to startup heaven. What's more, it's an opportunity for a better future in the West for Eastern Europeans who aren't yet part of the EU. That's why more and more young people from Russia and Ukraine are coming to Estonia to try their luck in the startup scene there.
With ongoing crisis, that makes it attractive also for Ukrainian talent particularly to come to Estonia.
So Estonia may be small in size, but it's big in IT. It's too much to say now that Estonia is the new Silicon Valley, but it's a springboard for startups in Eastern Europe and a door to the successful IT world in the West.